service. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture that I've been thinking about and meditating on. Amen. Beginning at verse number one. And it says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee southward, eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Somebody say, feed thee there. Go to verse number eight. "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman," everybody say, "there," "to sustain thee." You may take your seats. That's all I better read, lest I preach too long. You read the entire chapter when you get home. "I have commanded a widow woman there," amen, amen, "to sustain thee." I want to talk to you all just briefly for a few moments from the subject matter, a place called there, a place called there. I have commanded a widow woman to sustain the there. Amen. People always talk about wanting to be there. Amen. Wherever there is, if there's any type of excitement, if there's any type of feel, they want to be there. You have to understand that there is a different place than here. Amen. There points to a change in scenery. It's a specific location. And I have good news today, and the good news is that there's a miracle waiting on everybody here today under the sound of my voice. I know that they're just saying I expect a miracle every day, but I want you to know that there's a miracle with your name on it. We know that Christ provides seed to the sower, and that supernatural signs follow the disciples of Christ, such as casting out devils and speaking in new tongues and the healing of the sick. But it's also clear that in Scripture that miracles are not following you, but they are waiting for you. I'm going to say it again. Miracles are not following you. They are waiting on you. When you find the place, you find the miracle. I'm going to say it again. When you find the place, you find the miracle. When you find the place, you find the financial blessing you've been looking for. When you find the place, you find the breakthrough. And so Elijah, the main character in our text here today, was a mighty prophet of God. The Bible says that he was a Tishbite. Fact of the matter is, he is considered one of the greatest of the prophets. He is not called a writing prophet because he didn't leave a book like the ones from Isaiah to Malachi. But the Bible does say that he did write four verses, amen, in 2 Chronicles, the 21st chapter. Fact of the matter is, no prophet has been more vividly described as he has been, nor have any been so counterfeited. Many throughout the ages have claimed to be Elijah, and since he is clearly predicted commanded to return to the earth to help restore Israel just before the second coming of Christ. That's right. When you look into some of the Muslim faith, amen, they're looking for Elijah, amen. And you see, Elijah is also revealed as one of the two anointed men who now stand before God, symbolized by the two olive trees and the two candlesticks. And so the prophet Elijah was a very powerful man of God. But here in our text, can I talk to y'all for a few moments? Here in our text, he was hidden in the wilderness until it was time for his ministry activation. You know, sometimes God will hide you. You need to understand that when God speaks a word to you, when God puts something down in your spirit, you got to slow down. Amen. Don't be so quick to go get a briefcase and a Bible and a big cross and say that I'm running for Jesus and I can't stop. No, sometimes God hides you. Amen. He was hiding Elijah. God gave him the assignment to confront Ahab, the king of Israel. And he told Ahab that it's not going to rain until I say that it's going to rain. Y'all got to admit, that's some kind of boldness. You going to the king, a little old prophet, amen, and you telling the king that it's not going to rain until I released the rain. How many of y'all know when you have the power of God and the spirit of God in your life, you can do some miraculous things? Fact of the matter is, you can speak those things that are not as though they were. It's not going to rain until I say that it's going to rain. And so after the confrontation, the Lord revealed to Elijah that the place of provision and restoration. In other words, God says to Elijah, you better get up and get out of here, because your word just made the king mad, and the king, he's after you now. But how many of y'all know that even when you are obedient to God, God will take you to the place of provision and restoration. Don't forget, it was a famine in the land. The crops were drying up. People were starving. Elijah was suffering. And after all, according to King Ahab, he was the one who had caused the famine. And Ahab hated him and wanted to kill him. But how many of y'all know, don't worry about your enemies, because God said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. He said, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And so here Ahab is after Elijah. But then God, he speaks to him. And it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Listen, you got to be careful how you treat folk. You never know who God is going to use. You don't know who's holding your miracle. The person sitting right next to you could have your miracle. In fact, ask them, are you holding my miracle? Are you holding my miracle? Be careful how you treat folk and how you speak to people. Amen. And not only does God use individual, but he use animals. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God chooses whomever he desires to choose. You looking for your miracle to come from one place, and God says, I have it coming from a total different place than you've ever comprehended in your mind. God instructed Elijah to hide out in the Cherith Ravine. Now you have to understand And oftentimes, when we think of the brook, we think of nice, fresh waters. Amen. And he's sitting there in a lounge chair, drinking sweet iced tea, just relaxing. And the ravens is bringing him breakfast and bringing him dinner. That is not so. Elijah, when you do your studies, he was in a ravine. Hear the prophet of God. Hear the man of God. He deserved the best. But God tells him, you go hide, amen, there at Kerith. He's in a ravine. Y'all know what a ravine is, don't you? It's a small, narrow, steep-sided valley that is larger than a gully and smaller than a canyon, and that is usually worn by running water. And so picture in your mind the prophet of God lying there in that ravine. He's hiding out. He has been obedient to God. Here he have obeyed the command of God only to discover that he's running for his life. But notice Elijah's place of provision and restoration was at a place called there. In other words, God said, you head towards the brook, and once you get there, oh, y'all miss, once you get there, I'm quite sure that perhaps if Elijah had known that there was in a ravine, I don't know what he might have told God. He said, but you just get to the place called there, because that's where your provision and your restoration is going to come from. God commanded the ravens to feed him breakfast and dinner. For Elijah to find this blessing, you have to understand he had to be obedient. Everybody say obedient. How many of you all know that obedience is always better than sacrifice? If Elijah had not listened to the voice of God, he would have missed his place of miracle. And can I please encourage you, don't miss your place of miracle. His blessing was on the other side of his obedience. Don't miss it. His blessing was on the other side of his obedience. You can't expect God to bless you and you have a spirit of disobedience. Can't nobody tell you nothing. God can't tell you nothing. The pastor can't tell you nothing. Your mama, your daddy, your kids can't tell you. Y'all ain't talking back here to me. I feel like preaching though anyhow, because it's the word of the Lord. His blessing was on the other side of obedience. We're living in the day now. Folk want to talk about everything. Amen. You don't read in this text where Elijah and God had a long conversation. No. God told Elijah what to do, and because of his obedience, he found the provision and the restoration that he needed. His blessing was waiting for him in a place. Amen. I'm gonna say it again. Your blessings don't follow you. You have to get to the place of blessing, to the place of miracle. Let me ask you again, how many of y'all can stand for a miracle? Anybody need God to do something out of the ordinary? That simply means you have to get to the place. Are you hurting this morning? Are you in need of restoration? I stopped by to tell you that there is a place in the Holy Ghost. Somebody else say the Holy Ghost. It's a place called there. That's where you find what you need. Can you hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you here today, saying, come on, come on. I've got everything prepared for you. It's waiting for you there. there. You have to understand that Elijah was hidden from danger and he was supernaturally fed. But as we continue to read the text, it says after a while, somebody say after a while, after a while. Don't it just seem like if things, when the blessings of God is all on your life and the anointing of God is flowing through your life, wouldn't it be nice if you could just stay right there? But the text says after a while, his provision began to dry up. Everybody say dry up. And the text says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. I don't want y'all to miss this, because the very thing that God told the prophet to tell King Ahab was the very thing that was going to cause his brook to dry up. I'm quite sure had he known that it was going to turn on him, I'm quite sure he'd have never prophesied the word. But the very thing that he told King Ahab is not going to rain. And how many of y'all know that brooks need some rain? Amen. If it don't rain, eventually the brook will dry up. And so the Bible says that the brook dried up because there had been no rain. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have that ever happened to you? You did what the Holy Spirit told you to do and you received a supernatural breakthrough, but one day things began to dry up. And I know it made you question, God, what's going on here? You're the one that told me to do this, that, or the other. I was walking by faith and not by sight. God, I was obedient to your word, but look at me now. The brook have dried up. Well, you may ask the question, what happened? What happened? Well, what I want you to understand is what happened is just simply a seasonal change. You ought to tell your neighbor, it's a seasonal change. Tell somebody else, it's a seasonal change. You're not going to stay on the mountaintop. You're not going to stay on the mountaintop. It's a seasonal. It's a seasonal change. When blessings dry up, look for a change of season in your life. God didn't forget you. He has not, hallelujah, forgotten your works and your labor of love. God has not forgotten your faithfulness when it seemed like everybody else seemed to have forgotten about where you've been and what you have done. I stop by to encourage somebody that God has not forgotten about you. It's just a seasonal change. He has need of you elsewhere. And you know, oh, let me add this. I'm not talking about changing churches either. Oh, y'all didn't like that. Oh, well, that's my clue. God said, get up out of here. No, the devil is a lie. I'm going to show you that in just a couple of more minutes. God can use you right where you are. Y'all ain't helping me here. We're talking about listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost for your next assignment. God, what do you want me to do right where I am? In other words, I know I've been working in the kitchen for 10 years. Maybe God said, yeah, it's time for you to change because your eggs don't taste the same. Y'all ain't going to help me. I've been ushering on the usher board all these years. Maybe you need to move over and you need to do something else. Y'all. Maybe it's just time for somebody to say a new assignment, because how many of y'all know with a new assignment come a new anointing, a new assignment ought to bring about, I'm going to feel like preaching in a minute, a new assignment ought to bring about some excitement in your life. I'm talking about listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost. What, God, is my next assignment? Not only was there provision, not only was there restoration for the prophet Elijah, but there it was a place of purpose. Tell your neighbor, a place of purpose. Ain't no need of you being nowhere if you ain't gonna fulfill God's purpose in your life. The Bible says, we read it in verse number 8. As the brook began to dry up, the Holy Spirit spoke to Elijah again. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get up. Look at your name and say, get up, get up, get up. You've been sitting around too long. Get up, do something, get up. Put a smile on your face, get up. Come on here, put a grin on your face, get up. Show some of your teeth, get up. He said, arise, he said, arise. In other words, he says, get up from where you are. And he says, get thee to Zarephath. Somebody say, preach, pastor. He said, get you to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon. And he says, I want you to dwell there. Everybody say there. Because I told you to come here, but your season has changed. But I got another place of, oh, thank you, Jesus. I got another place of miracle for you. And so in order for you to get there, you got to get up from where you are and don't sit here and complain about how it used to be. Don't sit here and complain about how good the water used to taste. Get up from here, because your miracles are not following you. Your miracle is at a place called there. You ought to tell your neighbor, your miracle is at a place called there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Notice he said, I want you to get up. He says, and behold, I have commanded a widow woman. In other words, oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to stay calm. I want to stay calm. I did not command the mayor of Zarephath. I did not command the council board. But I've commanded a widow woman that don't have that much, that probably have a few little nickels in a Kleenex that she keeps tucked away. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. That she keeps tucked away in her bosom. But I've commanded her, Ella Mason. Ella Mason, let me hear you say, preach, pastor. I need to hear that. Thank you. Listen, I've commanded a widow woman that don't have too much. I've commanded the woman there to sustain thee. And so the Bible says that he got up and he arose and he went to Zarephath. There it is again. Miracle provision was waiting for him in another place. Some of y'all trying to hold on to that same old job. I don't know who I'm talking to now. But to the God, you're all tired, you're frustrated, your time is just about up. I stop back here to tell you, God's got a miracle for you. Your miracle is at a place called there. You see, miracle provision, it wasn't following Elijah. It was waiting on him. I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Where is at a place called there. She couldn't even sustain herself and her son. I don't want to preach about that here today, but I got to just mention it. Because when Elijah get to that place called there, he finds that widow woman. And he tells that widow woman who's out gathering up some sticks so that she can make a fire, so that she could take the last bit of meal that she had. I'd stop back here to tell somebody, God, he works best when you get down to nothing. I don't know who I'm talking to. You've been fretting, you've been worrying, you've been all confused, you've been doubting. But I stop back here to tell you, God works best, Diane, when you get down to nothing. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, I got a word. Because God took nothing and he created the entire universe. I need you to hear me. God works best. You tell your neighbor, when you get down to nothing. Look at Brother Elijah. Elijah being led by God. Elijah tells this widow woman, make me a cake first. Ah, God, make me a cake first. And that little widow woman said, that little woman said to him, this is all that we have. And me and my son, we're going to eat this and then we're going to die. I stop back here to let somebody know if that's all you have anyway, you better release your faith. Hallelujah. If you ain't got but $10 left, you better put it in the offering. Y'all ain't going to help me here. Oh, Lord, Lord, because little becomes much when you place it into the master's hand. And because of her obedience, what she need to understand, that God was using her as well as he was using the prophet. How many of y'all know God can use you? Tell your neighbor, God can use you. Don't worry about no title in front of your name or behind your name. You let God use you right where you are. Fact of the matter is, I believe God used folk more without a title. Yeah, I said it. Because we get wrapped up and tied up in our titles and in our positions and trying to look pious and trying to look holy. It ain't about looking holy. It's about being holy. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. My God, I just want to talk for just a few more moments. And then I'm going to let y'all go home. But she was obedient to the prophet of God. And she went home and she made that one little cake. Gave it to the prophet and the prophet ate it. If that had been some of y'all, y'all would have said, forget that prophet. Look at him, that big old pot belly preacher always begging for money and always begging for food. Somebody say, the devil is a liar. Look at your neighbor and say, you better learn how to be obedient to the man of God. And the Bible said, the Bible says that when she made him that one cake, a miracle took place in her house. Every time she went to the meal barrel, the Bible did not say that it was full and running over, but the Bible said that every time she went to the meal barrel, there was something in the barrel. Every time she went to the oil cruise, there was something in the cruise. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, don't you worry about nothing. Tell them God's got your back. I stop back here to tell you that your miracle breakthrough is waiting in a place for you. Listen what the Holy Spirit is saying. Make sure you do what he says. He has commanded miracles for you. All you need to do is find the place, find the miracles, because miracles are not following you. Miracles, they are waiting on you. You need to find the place, find the financial provision, find the place, find your breakthrough. And I want you to know that obedience is the key. As long as you obey God, look for your miracle. And then somebody, are you wondering today, you're not sure what God wants for you? Well, I stop back here to tell you that the voice of God is speaking to you, that you just simply need to get there. Where is there? It's a place of ministering to the needs of others. It's a place of stepping out by faith. We walk by faith, but what not by sight. It's a place where we walk by faith. It's a place of consecration. It's a place of depending on God. It's a place of trusting. I'm going to feel like preaching in a few more seconds. It's a place in trusting in God. I'm glad I found that place, because I trust in God. Wherever I may be, on the mountaintop or out on the raging sea, though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. It's a place of trusting in God. I stop by here to tell you, when you find your place, it's a place of freedom. No matter what your surroundings are right now. Well, can I put some word on it? Paul and Silas were in prison, and they were in prison for preaching the gospel. But the Bible said, while they were in prison, You need to understand that your attitude determines your miracle. You can sit around and keep on moaning and crying and mumbling and grumbling, and you ain't gonna get nothing from God, because your attitude determines your miracle. The Bible said that Paul and Silas begin to sing praises unto God, and God's spirit came in, and the Bible says suddenly. I need about five folk to shout suddenly. I need you to know it don't take God long to work between now and the benediction. If you just release your faith, your miracle will be on the way. The Bible says suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundation of the prison shook, and immediate all the doors were open. I stop back here to let somebody know, God can open up a door suddenly. God can make a way suddenly. He can loose the bands that have you bound, and you can stand up by faith and declare, no weapon that's formed against me, surely it shall not prosper. Yeah. Did I tell you that I'm not talking about a physical place, but I'm talking about a dimension in the Holy Ghost. When you get to the place in the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to declare that it's not by power. No, is I'm preaching too much now. No, is it by might, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. You ought to tell your neighbor, it's by his spirit. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. It's by his spirit. It's a place of freedom. Are you feeling bound today? Are you weighted down by your burdens, by the cares of the day, by guilt and shame? Are you bound by addiction, feelings of inadequacy, and feelings of despair? Tell your neighbor, you need to get there. Yes, you need to get there. I'm closing now, but you need to get into the spirit. You need to move from where you are, and you need to get there. Well, somebody say, Pastor, how can I get from here to there? Tell your neighbor, it's simple, because the difference between here and there is a T. Tell your neighbor, it's a T. If you put the T in front of here, now you got there. Tell your neighbor, put the T there. What is the T? You need to add the cross. At the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart, it was rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. Tell your neighbor, add the T. How do I put the cross first in my life? Just like Jesus did. Death in repentance, burial through baptism, resurrection into new life through the Holy Ghost. You do these three things and you will be there. Make a recommitment to God today. Tell God, I have a lot of other things to take place. place of preeminence in my life. Maybe you don't pray like you used to. Maybe you don't fast like you used to. Maybe you don't come to, somebody say, preach, pastor. You don't come to church like you used to. But get there. Tell your neighbor, get there. God said to Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there. Make you an altar. Make you an altar. Go back. Oh, go back where the living water flow. Go back where you first met God. Go back to the altar. My prayer is, Lord, take me back. Take me back. I let the world mix in with my spiritual life. Take me back. Lord, take us back to holiness. Take us back to right living. Take us back. Yes. Can I have two more minutes? Everybody say two more minutes. Tie me on this. Get to the place. Because a place is a future destination. And I don't know about you all, but I'm not in this thing for what I can get out of this world. But I'm glad. Tell your neighbor, the pastor's glad. That there's a final. There's a final there. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm gonna come again so that I can take you there. I'm glad my mother's there. I'm glad my father's there. I'm glad. Oh, Lord. Anybody want to go? Anybody want to go to a place called there? Yeah. There. Well, there's no more sickness. No more pain. No more death. Wealth beyond measure. Family and friends. And above all, Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, my King, my all in all. He's there. Come on. Go with me to my Father's house. Come on. Go with me there. Come on. Ah! Tell your neighbor, get there, get there, get there, get there. There's a there before we get there. I come that you might have life. I come that you might have life. That you might have it more abundantly. Not you be miserable. I can't understand how some of y'all could be so miserable in God's presence. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. How can you be so miserable in God's presence? You say he's in your life. The devil is a liar. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. But you can't say God's in your life and you stay miserable. I got Bible to back that up. Pastor said I wasn't saved. Well, you determine that. You determine that. But there's no way you can have God in your life and continue to be miserable. Elijah's laying in a ravine. And God's still blessing him. You might have a little high blood pressure, but the Lord is still blessing you. Don't come to church and act sick. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. Y'all really ain't got to talk back to me. If I'm going to die, let me die in church. You don't act like that at work. Yeah, you like that, didn't you? Yeah, I know you did. That was confirmation, not for you, but for other folk. You at work, you all up and sugar drop on. You run and grab you a snack and keep on working. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. But then we come to church and we just, my sugar low, my blood pressure up. You're doing everything but doing this. Somebody shout, the devil is a liar. If I die, let me die in church. Let me die with the anointing on me. Let me die shouting and praising the Lord. You need to get to the place called there. You ain't there yet. You're not there yet. But yet God says, get there. He didn't make Elijah go. He didn't make him go. But Elijah's miracle was on the other side of obedience. And he got to the place called there. And he was there for a purpose. There for a purpose. Multiplied the meal and the oil. Then you keep on reading. The woman's son dies. Just one thing after another. Look at your neighbor and say, it's one thing after another. Well, here's the thing. You already know it's going to be. So what you acting surprised for? Here she done experienced this great miracle, Sister Pat. And then now look what happens. I felt that one. It came up from right around there. She didn't worry about it. You know why she didn't worry about it? Yeah. She just went to the prophet. I'm finished. Unless y'all said I went over my 2 minutes. Too late. You're supposed to keep my time, man. She wasn't worried, and the reason she wasn't worried, Mother Bryan, because she knew if God did it before. Oh, y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. If God did it before, he was able. Tell your neighbor to do it again.